And it is time now for our wonderful water segment, your monthly update from Owassa. Chapel Hill and Carrboro residents use about 7 million gallons of water every single day. All of that water is treated by Owassa. A lot of that water ends up getting flushed down the toilet or tossed out in the backyard, depends on how you use it. And that can be a big waste of resources and energy. But Owassa and UNC had a conversation about 10 years ago and together launched a reclaimed water system that, I say, has saved the community billions of gallons of water over the past 10 years. So to talk more about that, we are joined by a couple of special guests here in the studio. Monica Dotson is Owassa's wastewater treatment and recycling manager, and Brad Ives is the chief sustainability officer at UNC. Monica, Brad, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for having us, Aaron.
So, Monica, let me start with you. What is a reclaimed water system? How does it work?
So, when our customers send water down the drain or flush the toilets, it travels through a system of pipes and ends up at our Mason Farm wastewater treatment facility. Mm-hmm. And there it goes through a comprehensive treatment process, and the final stages of that process includes filtration and disinfection. So we're able then to take and reuse or reclaim some of this this highly treated water for non-drinking water purposes, which would be flushing toilets, and cooling systems, or irrigation.
So what's a non-reclaimed water system like? What is the difference between reclaimed and non-reclaimed?
The level of treatment is the difference between, you know, the drinking water treatment plant versus the reclaimed water. So again, reclaimed water is just, we're able to use it for non-drinking water purposes.
And this really started about 10 years ago, but we were talking before that kind of the impetus for this was the big drought back right around the turn of the century, right? 2001 thereabouts?
Yeah, 2001, 2002. Through to our community went through a significant drought, and our water supplies within our reservoirs fell down to 30%.
Okay.
So our customers were under some significant water restrictions.
At what point we can all drive by the Jones Ferry Road and we can see that line from 0 up to 100. At what point do you start to worry about I guess you have to worry every day, but seriously, like really we're in drought stage if that line gets down below what, 60, 50?
Yeah, I mean, we would obviously want it as full as possible.
Right, right.
Always makes us feel really good. 30%, 40% certainly is dangerously low. So yeah, I would say we want to maintain around 70 to 80%.
And you were working there at the time, right?
Actually, I was not. I was didn't start Owassa till 2004.
Okay.
So I saw the drought of 2008.
Yep. Okay. So the reclaimed water system then got created actually shortly after you, a few years after you got to Owassa. How did it all come about?
Yeah, so there was the 2001-2002 severe drought that demonstrated the need for the facility. There was also two other things that came into that. The wastewater plant was under a expansion at the time where we were expanding our processes, but also enhancing our treatment. So that would led us to be able to, the water quality would meet reclaimed water standards.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad, as I understand it, the university in the mid-90s was under a lot of construction itself, and so we needed to be able to install the infrastructure that would convey the water from our facility to university. So being able to, while they were under construction, it was a good time to be able to install that infrastructure. Additionally, so UNC and Owassa partnered, we were talking earlier, sounds like we signed the contract in 2002. The facility was completed in 2009, and we began sending the university reclaimed water for their non-drinking water.
7 years is a pretty short amount of time, I think, by standards of like big infrastructure projects. That's cool. So what has the impact been in the last 10 years?
Yeah, so we... So on days like this, so the university uses it for their cooling system. So on hot days like this, we could be sending them up to 2 million gallons of reclaimed water per day. So that's 2 million gallons that we're not having to pull out of our community's drinking water supply and treat through our water treatment facility. So we're, you know, reducing, making our community more resilient.
Yeah.
And also it saves energy, so we're reducing our carbon footprint. And to date, we've sent the university over 2 billion gallons of reclaimed water. So that's enough to fill one of our reservoirs, University Lake, 5 times over.
That's incredible. I was reading some of the statistics, and like billions of gallons of water get saved, and it just boggles your mind until you think 2 million a day, however many days a year, however many years it's been going on. Like, that really adds up quick. I'm speaking with Monica Dodson from Owassa. We've also got Brad Ives here in the studio, who is UNC's Chief Sustainability Officer and also Associate Vice Chancellor for Campus Enterprises. So Monica mentioned, Brad, a couple of things that UNC does with the reclaimed water, but what in general happens to the water after you get it?
Sure. So as Monica said, there's a pipe that runs out of the back of the wastewater treatment plant, brings that water back up to campus. The primary thing we use it for is additional water to go into our chilled water system. Mm-hmm. So all the air conditioning at UNC is centralized. We have a system that holds about 7 million gallons of water in it at any time. And a lot of this water evaporates as we put it through cooling towers. So when you see the sort of plume going up from a cooling tower, that's water evaporating. We have to make that back up. So that's 92% of the reclaimed water that we get from Owassa goes for that. The other water we use for a lot of our irrigation on campus, we're not 100% reclaimed water yet, but we're pretty darn close to that. So you think of watering athletic fields, all the grass on campus, mm-hmm. the other landscaping. And then finally, some of our buildings are dual plumb, so they have a separate water supply system for flushing toilets, where you don't need to have water drinking quality water. So that's the other use that we have.
That's awesome. And all of this kind of goes along with UNC's Three Zeros program?
Absolutely. Thanks for bringing up our Three Zeros program. As many of the people in the community may be familiar, that's our program to be greenhouse gas neutral, ultimately have zero waste going to landfills, and then being water neutral. So reducing our amount of potable water and being able to return as much water back into the natural system as possible is our goal there for water neutrality. And mm-hmm. this really helps us a long way along that goal.
And it's all part of a much, much larger, and obviously the Three Zeros program is part of that kind of larger mission, not just of not wasting drinking quality water, but also conserving water usage in general, right? What does UNC do as far as that goes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's by not using as much potable water or drinking water, you know, the first thing there is that the community can grow. Mm-hmm. You know, had we just relied on the two reservoirs that that we have for Owassa, the community wouldn't have been able to grow more because we didn't have much more supply. But at the university, it is part of, you know, looking for the big things and then doing the small things. So, you know, all of us have our part to play, and part of what we do with campus is we do that for everybody else by mm-hmm. changing to lower flow shower heads, replacing toilets, the toilets that you had in the 1960s and that old people like me grew up with, used a lot of water to flush.
Yeah.
So we come back when we have the opportunity to renovate a building and go with lower flush toilets. So to make the reductions there. And then look at things like our laboratories. There are at the hospital and some of our research laboratories on campus, running water gets used to create suction. Well, mm-hmm. do we really need to do that? Are there other mechanical ways we could do that would use less water, and by using less water also use less electricity that you have to run the pumps to pump the water mm-hmm. to there? So lots of different things that we can do besides just taking short showers, or, you know, with the students, you can encourage them to shower together for, you know.
Don't have to encourage them all that hard.
Exactly.
Either.
That's not a big one to worry about.
UNC just got ranked number one for sustainability in the country by the Times Higher Education. Brad, I'm sure you have that article framed on your wall. But that's got to be, so UNC is a leader in sustainability, and that's got to be gratifying. But this is leading a trend in higher education nationally, right?
Well, it really is, and water is a big part of that. I think that when you ask people in, you know, other parts of the U.S. or even abroad, you know, what is the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill known for in sustainability, and water is the number one thing they're going to mention, and this reclaimed water system is the highlight of that. So that's a huge part of it. But obviously, we've got other programs. We're about to go under construction on a solar farm at the old airport site that's going to have battery storage. We want to stay on the cutting edge of that. And then taking on, you know, the challenges of transitioning the economy like everyone else is from fossil fuels to clean electricity. Mm-hmm. And we're making substantial progress there. Then you've got to look at, you know, how do you save energy? The best energy you can have is the one that you don't ever have to create.
That's going
to emit the very least. So we're working on things like that, but water is really central, and I can't thank Owassa enough for the partnership that we've had with them. That's been really important to the success of the university, and I think to the success of the community overall.
Speaking with Brad Ives from UNC, also Monica Dodson from OWASA, OWASA.org, by the way, for more information about this program that we're talking about, but also about the Orange Water and Sewer Authority in general. So we're talking kind of now about conservation. What are things that just people listening out there in Chapel Hill and Carrboro can do to conserve water more?
Yeah.
Monica?
So Brad mentioned the choose efficient fixtures. You know, of course, turning your water off when you're brushing your teeth and washing your hands. Another good thing is to water your plants early in the morning when it's cooler, and you'll lose less water to evaporation.
I didn't know that. That's
yeah.
cool. Okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I would say that our community has done an amazing job of conserving water. Even though the community continues to grow every year, we're selling the same amount of water now that we were in the early 1990s.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Brad?
No, Aaron, another thing to add, and I can plug the UNC Botanical, North Carolina Botanical Garden here as well, is pick native plantings that are going to be designed to grow in the environment we have where you don't have to water them. Rainfall is going to be enough. If you go to the botanical gardens, you'll see lots of North Carolina native plants that look beautiful. And aren't going to be big water hogs. And then when you can, don't plant grass. You know, keep areas. If we don't do the things that are water intensive, then again, we won't have to use water to take care of them. So it's, you know, it's both outside your house, and as Monica said, you know, inside your house of picking the right fixtures, and then little behavior items as well. You know, do you really have to wash your car that often? Do you need that swimming pool in your backyard? You know, these are tough questions that we all have to ask each other, because fighting climate change is going to be really, really difficult, and we all have to do our part.
We've got to wrap up. We're coming up on time. But other things that people need to know about this program, about the Three Zeros program, about OWASA or UNC in general?
You know, I just say that UNC and I think this whole community, we're really committed to the environment. But the key thing is everybody thinks that somebody else is taking care of the problem. I mean, this is a case where, you know, Monica and I are the somebody else's who've been working through this, but we need a lot more partners. I think this town and the community have been great, but everybody's got to do their part. We've all got to figure out how to solve these problems. They're too important for us not to work together on them.
And Monica Dodson, I'll give you the last word. You've been with OWASA for 15 years. What's your favorite memory?
I started out in our laboratories. So over the last 15 years, I've worked my way through the laboratory, and then I was actually the operations supervisor at our water treatment plant. So within the last 2 years, I've transitioned over to the wastewater side. So it's been exciting to see One Water. It all come full circle.
And that is our wonderful water this moment this month. You can learn more about conserving water online at owasa.org. And, of course, unc.edu for more on UNC as well as their sustainability program, including Three Zeros. Monica, Brad, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Aaron.